In today's reading, we look at the last chapter of Acts, chapter 28, and we're going to discover real friends today, what I call 43-mile friends. When talking about friendship, Jim Churton Collins said this, "In prosperity, our friends know us. In adversity, we know our friends." In Acts 28, Paul's in adversity. He's in Rome where he will meet his death, but something happens that can't be overlooked. Acts 28:15 shows an extraordinary act of friendship. Here it is. "The brethren, when they heard about us, came from there as far as the market of Appius and the three inns to meet us. And when Paul saw them, he thanked God and he took courage." Let me give you some timelines. Acts 21 through 23 took place in AD 59. Acts 24 through 28 took place in AD 62. We're dealing with a very tough 3 years of prison for the Apostle Paul, who's been defending himself against the angry mobs, has faced an unexpected amount of tragedies, and also miracles before lands in the final place he will live, which is Rome. Let me take you through this journey and show you how important Acts 28:15 is in Paul's life. It all starts getting crazy in Acts 21. Paul will never again be free from chains after Acts 21:30. He ends up on an island from a shipwreck. While building a fire, a snake bites him, and yet God protects him. But because God heals him from the bite, everyone thinks he's a god. He ends up staying on the island for 3 months until he finally gets to Rome. And Acts 28:15 shows up. People who love Paul and care about him come to see him. They take an important journey to get there. Let me explain. Appii or Appius is 43 Roman miles, roughly 39 and a half contemporary miles from Rome. That means Christians walked 43 miles to be with Paul, 43 miles to encourage this apostle. I love that Luke, the writer of Acts, that he uses the Greek word that translates to meet us. This Greek word is of people going to meet a general or a king or even a conqueror. They go to meet Paul as one of God's generals. This is so important to Paul. He thanks God and takes courage. It lifts his heart and spirit because he realizes, I'm not alone. The body of Christ is there to encourage him. Christians are never alone. You have a family called the church. Every time someone makes a sacrifice to call you and you are encouraged, you have 43-mile friends. Every time you're visited in the hospital, you have 43-mile friends. When someone sends you a Bible verse or someone prays for you, you have 43-mile friends. If you ever have someone give you a hug when you're down in the dumps, those are 43-mile friends. See, to be a 43-mile friend like these no-name people who encourage Paul, that costs time. If they walked a quick pace and made a mile every 20 minutes, that adds up to about 14 to 15 hours of walking just to encourage the apostle. And it's sacrificial. It takes time out of their schedules and their lives. It's such a quicker part of the scripture that's so quick that we can glance over Appius to Rome without ever giving it a thought, but it's important and telling about those Christians. They were 43-mile friends. I have 43-mile friends in my life who've made journeys to encourage me when I didn't know if I had the strength to go on. Think about your friends, your real friends, not your friends on social media. A court in Florida recently made a decision on the legal definition of friendship. It was based on this question: are your friends on Facebook actually your friends? According to an appeals court, legally, Facebook friends aren't necessarily your friends. The court dove into this question because of a judge who may have been required to recuse herself from a case because an attorney involved in that case was friends with the judge on Facebook. However, the court ruled that a recusal was not necessary because they said Facebook friends are not real friends. Thank God someone is getting it right. Just because you follow someone, just because you like someone, just because you friend someone, doesn't mean you have a friend. Real friends go 43 miles and not just hit follow or friend on their computer keyboard.